Now, an application by Enoch Burke for the chair of the Teaching Council panel examining allegations of professional misconduct against him to step aside has been refused. The jail school teacher also failed in a bid to have the entire panel recuse itself over what he claimed was a lack of independence. Our chief reporter, Barry White, joins us now. Barry, what was the basis of Enoch Burke's application?
Hi, Shane. Good evening. So this Fitness to Teach inquiry stemmed from complaints about Enoch Burke's repeated attendance at Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath, despite court orders directing him not to do so. So I'll bring you back to the start of the preliminary hearing earlier this week. At the start of the hearing on Wednesday, Mr. Burke applied for the chair of the panel, Andy Pike, to step aside on grounds of what Mr. Burke claimed was of objective bias. He also argued that the entire panel lacked independence and impartiality. And his application centred on three social media posts involving Mr. Pike. The first was a repost on Twitter on St. Patrick's Day in 2023, in which Mr. Pike commented, "Another Enoch float," while sharing a post from a parade. Mr. Burke argued that that post mocked him and his suspension from Wilson's Hospital School. The second post, it relates to a 2018 repost on Twitter recommending people interested in mental health and LGBT plus issues to follow former Everton and Wales goalkeeper Neville Southall. Enoch Burke argued this amounted to support for views he opposes on gender identity and pronoun usage. While the third post concerned is a post Mr. Burke claims related to Wilson's Hospital School. He also argued that the panel itself could not be regarded as independent. However, the inquiry panel rejected all of those arguments earlier today.
On what basis, Barry?
So, Shane, the panel found that none of the social media posts would lead a reasonable observer to conclude that there was any bias against Enoch Burke. In relation to the St. Patrick's Day post, Andy Pike said it did not contain words of ridicule or hostility towards Mr. Burke and could not reasonably be seen as evidence of bias. The panel also noted that the post was made well before the Teaching Council inquiry began. Regarding the 2018 repost involving Neville Southall, the panel said it predated any complaints to the Teaching Council by several years, up to 5 years, and could not give rise to a reasonable apprehension of bias. As for the final post, the chair said that there was no reference whatsoever to Wilson's Hospital School. Instead, it concerned a student's positive experience at an unnamed school and praised special needs assistance. The panel concluded that none of the posts prevented Andy Pike, the chairperson, from giving Mr. Burke a fair and impartial hearing, while it was also rejected Mr. Burke's broader claim that the panel lacked independence, saying there was no evidence whatsoever to support that allegation.
Finally, Barry, how did Enoch Burke respond, and I suppose what happens next?
Well, Shane, today's hearing was actually held online with Mr. Burke joining remotely from Castlereagh Prison. Enoch Burke, who spent more than 700 days in prison at various times for refusing to comply with court orders, he strongly objected to the ruling. He told the inquiry it was, in his words, a grave and monumental error that a person who supports the use of the pronoun they should chair the hearing. His microphone was then subsequently muted. The inquiry was then adjourned to allow Mr. Burke time to consider the ruling before proceedings continue at a later date.
Our chief reporter, Barry White, thank you indeed for that update.